Greetings, verbivores, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. An internet search for the expression blessing in disguise indicates that this sentiment is extremely popular. Online articles describe scores of circumstances that writers consider blessings in disguise, from high oil prices that stimulate alternative energy technologies to the basketball player whose knee injuries force him to pursue a new and meaningful career. A blessing in disguise is, of course, an apparent misfortune that turns into something beneficial. As is the case with so many of our bright lines, this one has its genesis in literature. The expression first appeared in a poem by the 18th century English poet James Hervey, who wrote, "Even crosses from his sovereign hand are blessings in disguise." When Hervey wrote crosses in his poem, he meant burdens or trials. The phrase blessing in disguise was common by the 1800s and has weathered the decades well. This joins the roster of optimistic and encouraging expressions, such as every cloud has a silver lining, April showers bring May flowers, and when one door closes, another opens. This series has been produced and recorded in the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana, since 1990. I'm always looking for new etymological topics to research. You can contact me with any suggestions or comments at wordsmithradio.org. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Fare thee well, word lovers.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.